Printing currency is common among present-day nations and is a rather simple concept. The government prints up money to fund itself. Where you and I have to slave 40 years to amass a few $100,000, if that, the guys at the Federal Reserve don't believe in this working nonsense, and they get to push a button and create a lifetime's worth of wealth in a microsecond. Now let that sink in for a minute. What the government doesn't collect in taxes, it prints. And when it prints money, it manufactures many more dollars, and they flood into the market, and the result is that prices for everything you buy go up. Since currencies are no longer measured against gold, but are measured against each other, when the U.S. government prints a lot of currency and it goes down in value, other currencies go up against it. How does this affect our imports and exports? When the U.S. government goes on a binge of printing money, our dollar gets cheaper, which means we can't buy as much with the dollars you hold in your wallet. If other countries do not print money in relation to ours, their currency gets stronger. They can buy more things with the dollars that they have in their wallet. How this comes into play with exports and imports is very important. When our dollar gets cheaper because our government prints so many of them, things that we import or we buy from foreign countries gets more expensive. But things that we export, things that we sell to other countries, get cheaper. That means that big corporations and companies that sell products overseas will sell more. And that money flows back to corporate CEOs and VPs and is pocketed by very few. You have to wonder, if big corporation is in bed with the United States government, as many people seem to think, then the U.S. government would embark on a money printing scheme to make our exports cheaper so these big corporations could sell more. If we look at the facts, that is true. The U.S. government does print a lot of money, and it does so and says so, so our corporations can sell a lot. That may sound good on the outset. These big corporations making lots of money because they can sell a lot of tractors overseas. But if we remember back to the first part of this commentary, when we do print a lot of money, it means the rest of us have to pay more for things. If the government was watching out for you and I and Joe Blow, it would print less money, so inflation would be low. Our corporations wouldn't sell as much. But what's more important? What all of us pay for the goods we buy? Or how much those few corporations sell and keep all the money for themselves. Another thing to realize in this money printing scheme, since the United States is the largest consumer of goods on the planet, when we print money and the things the foreigners sell to us get more expensive, they don't sell as much. So their corporations go to their governments and ask them to print as well. So in a grand race of money printing, if the United States prints a lot, so does Switzerland, and so does China, and so does France, and all the other countries. They have to print just to keep up with us. They have to print so their currencies don't get too strong, so their exports, the things they sell to us, don't cost too much. The more the United States prints, as the leader of printing, the more it forces other governments to print. Hence our show last week, You Print, I Print. In essence, when the United States government prints a lot of money, it does many things all in their favor. 1. Our corporations sell a lot more. 2. It makes our stock market and asset prices and house prices all go up, so you and I think we're richer. 3. When we print, the other governments have to print, and it doesn't make our printing look as bad. What's the downside of all this? Well, in a grand race of money creation, all the governments of the world print so much of it, so all their corporations can sell a lot to each other. But the Joe Blows of the world, the populace of the world, end up paying way too much for the things they buy. Just think of a candy bar. 100 years ago, before the Federal Reserve was created, it was a nickel. Now it's over a dollar. My grandfather could buy a car from Henry Ford for $500. Now it takes $20,000 or $30,000 worth. My family lived in Westlake over in Daly City, and we bought the house for $20,000. Today that house goes for over $500,000. In this grand race of money printing, where each government prints more money so their big corporations can sell more, it screws the rest of us. We all end up spending 20 times more money for goods that we have to buy than our grandfathers did. Yes, our big corporations have been selling things over the last 100 years, but look what's happened to the value of our dollar. The real hook in all of this is when governments print all this money, it makes everything go up in value. Wages and stocks and houses and everything you buy, so it appears you're doing better. But it's an economic fact, the one thing that does not keep up with inflation are wages. Wages never rise as fast as the price of things you buy. Therefore, the higher the inflation, the further behind you get. It is why, when I grew up, my bus driver could afford to go to the doctor, and my dad could work one job and afford to feed a family of 6. But where are we now? You have to be a rich man to be able to go to the doctor without insurance. We have to borrow $30,000 to buy a car. Nobody can afford to buy a house without a big loan. And basic food necessities are outrageous. Now it takes 2 people working, and they can barely afford 1 kid. It's important that we realize all the ramifications of the government printing money. They may say it's for the good of the corporations, and actually that's true. It is for the good of the corporations, but it's bad for the rest of us. That's it for today's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this commentary are opinions and my opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR FM, its staff, members, or underwriters. For KVMR FM 89.5, my name's Mark Cuniberti, and thanks for listening.